Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How does a department of surgery work at a local hospital? Let's go in depth with Deb Davis, Director of Surgery at the Pella Regional Health Center. So Deb, you're Director of Surgery.
Yes.
What does that mean? You boss everybody around? I guess that's what directors do. But I mean, surgery, that's an important directorship. Lots of moving pieces.
Yes, it certainly is. It's a very busy department and requires a lot of oversight and a lot of coordination of care. Because actually within surgery, there's four areas within that department. There's our day surgery for pre and post-op care of patients. There's central sterile, which is in charge of all of the processing of instruments. There is the operating room side, and then there is post-anesthesia care unit. So that's actually four departments within one, and I oversee all of those.
And so do they then have directors of each department?
There are supervisors in day surgery and the operating room and post-anesthesia care unit, and central sterile does have a team leader for oversight in there as well.
And how many people?
There are a total of 55 employees within surgery. That includes nurses, surgical techs, and central sterile staff as well.
You're not just somebody that directs it and sits in an office studying, you know, whatever's on your in an Excel spreadsheet or something. You're working. You're dressed for surgery.
I am dressed for surgery. A good portion of my time is administrative with that amount of employees and that amount of responsibility. A good portion of my job is meetings and scheduling and that sort of thing, but I am also still in the operating rooms at times, or working in day surgery, helping in anesthesia, post-anesthesia care unit. I don't necessarily lead from my office. I like to be more of a hands-on type manager. I like to be involved with my staff and know what's going on in their personal lives. So I do try to still work along beside them. You'll see me helping clean up an OR. I'm not afraid to pick up a mop and mop the floor. I'm there for them. I want to stay connected. I need to be to know, to have a good handle on what's going on in my department.
Do you have a philosophy of leadership?
For me, I'm pretty hands-on, and I think in order to be a great leader, you have to inspire greatness in others. And I feel like I really try to do that. I'm very connected to my staff. I have a great team. I really do.
So you seek greatness by trying to be as good as you can be.
Absolutely.
And inspire your staff to do the same thing.
Yes. I have very high expectations for them. I have high standards for patient care, and they know what my expectations and my standards are. I want excellence for all of these patients that are coming in. Treat them like they're your family. You know, surgery is scary. They come in, they're fearful, they're anxious, and you really need to connect with that patient and show them that you care. So I'm very passionate about what I do, very compassionate for these patients as well.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Deb Davis, Director of Surgery at the Pella Regional Health Center. What if somebody on your team, is a little lackluster, or maybe isn't bringing their full effort? How do you counsel that, or do you just say, pick up your game, or is it, how do you do that?
I try to stay very connected with each team member, and if I feel they're not meeting our standards of care, I will meet with them personally, and we review expectations, and our team is built on excellence, professionalism, mutual respect, teamwork, and everyone should be aware of that, but you try to make them a little more aware of it and coach them through it.
And if they don't ultimately pull it together?
Ultimately, they don't need to be on our team, because I just want the very best for this department, for these patients. They deserve it.
Well, and one person not doing the best they can makes everybody look bad.
It certainly does. It affects the entire team.
And the entire hospital, the entire community. It's right. A really big deal.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Do you have a hard time attracting quality surgery staff?
I really don't. This department has a lot of longevity. There are a lot of nurses who have been here many, many years with a lot of knowledge. And then we do have some newer staff members as well, and highly engaged, great teamwork, great work ethic. I think we're really blessed to have such a great surgery team here at Pella Regional.
Well, and if you've been working with somebody for years, you don't even have to talk half the time, right? You just know
right.
what the next person's going to do.
Exactly.
And so all of a sudden, a new person fresh out of school comes in. How do you integrate them into the system?
In surgery, we have a very long orientation period. It just takes a long time to learn everything. A surgery nurse, we tell them, if they're brand new coming into us, expect about a year before you're completely comfortable. So we mentor them through that process, and they're assigned with specific people who have been through orientation preceptor classes and know the different styles of learning and how best to train someone. But we have a process in place where they're coached and mentored very closely, especially the first 6 months. But honestly, it takes a good year before you're comfortable in this department. We do a lot of procedures, and we have a lot of specialties, and so it's quite a learning curve in every area within that department.
I'm guessing that there's different stations that people occupy in an operating room, and that every station has its responsibilities.
Right.
Is that the case?
Yes. In every case, there will always be a scrub, whether that be an RN or a surgical technologist. And there's always an RN circulator. It's a circulator in the room. And that person is the one who goes out and meets and greets the patient and interviews them. And they transfer the patient back to the operating room, and they assist anesthesia with getting that patient off to sleep, and the preparation for the surgery, and just the oversight within that operating room while the procedure is going on. And that is required to be an RN circulator in that role.
Well, in the position of being in the operating room, you probably have, I'm guessing, less contact with the patient than probably any other nurse in the hospital, right? Doctor,
right,
too.
Because our patients are sedated. So it's important for the nurse who is the circulator. You only have a few minutes when you're interviewing that patient, getting ready to travel them back to the operating room. So it's important to put that patient at ease and really connect with them, and they need to feel confidence in you, and they're entrusting their care and their life to you. So that is unique about being a surgery nurse. You really have to advocate for your patients. And basically, when they're off to sleep, you know, you're their eyes and ears in the room. So, of course, it's the entire team responsible for the care of that patient, but it is different. Your patient's sedated, so can't stress enough how you have to advocate for that patient.
You're the only one that knows them, perhaps. Even in that few minutes that you might contact them, you at least have a personal interaction.
Right.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Deb Davis, Director of Surgery at the Pella Regional Health Center. So I'm going to have a knee surgery. I'm going to have a knee replacement. And I'm out there, and I'm really nervous, and I'm just not sure what's all going to happen. Mm-hmm. How are you going to interact with me as you meet me and bringing me in? Well, and I'm real nervous.
Okay. Well, we have a great team of nurses that work in day surgery who would be admitting that patient, who are extremely knowledgeable in the education of the patient and just helping put that patient at ease. And we bring them in about an hour and a half prior to surgery, and that gives them plenty of time to ask questions and for our nurses to educate them on the process. And then the nurse who's actually, nurse or nurses that are going to be in the operating room with that patient, will go out there and receive a report from the nurse who admitted them. And so they're kind of a little bit familiar, if, you know, if they're super anxious or fearful.
Like
and,
I am.
Yes. And they would go in and just, you know, start a little conversation. You know, there's certain things we have to do to verify a patient's identity, you know, your name and birth date and those sorts of safety things, and just confirmation of the procedure that you're expecting to have done, that sort of thing. And just, you know, spending a little time with that patient, just conversing with them and putting them at ease. You know, you can't just walk in and say, "Hi, I'm Deb. What's your name and birthday?" You know, you kind of have to just connect with them and establish that relationship, and you have to establish it quickly. So that's
fast.
What's really unique about the surgery nurse role.
Is that something people are sort of born with, or do you learn that at school?
I think you have to learn that along the way. It's a different area of nursing. It really is. It's unique in regards to that. Because when you're working on med-surg, say, you have that patient, you may have that patient for 12 hours. And so, of course, you're going to form a relationship with them over that 12-hour period. But for us, we go in and we have that 5 minutes before we take them back to the operating room, and we really need to connect and
establish some rapport.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And our day surgery nurses also do a fantastic job with preparing them, with admitting them. Very kind, compassionate nurses out there who I think do a great job of putting them at ease. You know, they keep their sense of humor as well, which is important always.
Now, how long have you been doing this?
I have worked here in surgery for nearly 14 years, but I've been a nurse for about 27 years.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, that's a lot of experience. I mean, that's
it is.
Priceless experience.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Do you remember your first operation you were in on?
I believe it was an appendectomy, and that's been a very long time ago.
Do you remember the feeling of that?
Fear. I was fearful.
You were fearful?
Sure.
An yes. Appendectomy? Very serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're
unexpected, you know, so of course that patient is extremely fearful. You know, they came to the hospital because they weren't feeling good, and then you get told that you have to have surgery, and that's extremely scary for them.
Yeah.
But I've always tried to connect with patients. I've had some patients that honestly I will never forget, you know, that I've taken care of in my career. I've made a difference in their lives, but they certainly made a difference in mine as well. You know, there's some that I'll never forget.
When you're one of Iowa's 100 great nurses.
It's quite an honor. I feel humbled to have been selected. Really do.
Well, there's a nomination procedure. There's a, and then there's a selection procedure. Did you know you were nominated?
I received a letter in the mail from University of Iowa, from the 100 great, that said that I had been nominated. I received that in February. Prior to that, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. How'd that make you feel?
A little overwhelmed. Felt honored to have even been considered, to have been nominated. That initial letter was just telling me that I had been nominated, and I would find out in approximately 4 to 6 weeks whether I received the award. So I truly was just honored to have even been considered.
Well, and you've been in surgery with thousands of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the community.
Yes.
Are you ever at the grocery store and think, I mean, the probability of at a grocery store you've operated on somebody is mm-hmm. high.
Yes.
And so everywhere you go, there are people that you help make their lives better.
Right. And some of them, you know, do come forward to you and say, hey, you know, I got really great care at your hospital. And, you know, they remember the difference that you made. I had one gentleman, I saw him in the grocery store, and he says, I'll never forget, you said, we have a great team here, and we're going to take great care of you. And he said, that meant the world to me. Just to have that reassurance and to know that. And you know, that's something that I say often to our patients, but when you're in that moment and you're scared and fearful, it meant the world to him.
Yeah. Thanks to Deb Davis for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.